Hello, brethren. I heard a man who said that if I ever leave my church, it would be like committing suicide. Well, after a moment, I understand what was meant and the powerful hold on him, obviously. Many of us have put all of our stock into the corporate institution of our church and nothing into our spiritual future or real service to God. The church today is all about sight and sound and pageantry and emotion and touch and feel and money. The message is one of compromise, toleration, blending, and looking the other way. Man, in the spirit of Antichrist, has created a socio-religious complex around that which was supposed to be the simple gathering together in the fellowship of the Lord, praising God, awaiting His word, if that be, and helping one another survive from day to day in an environment hostile to true believers in Christ. This world is no longer hostile to the truth, is it? Wrong. Indeed, the hostile environment exists to this day, but the church today seems oddly at peace with it, almost one with it. Well, today, I have been told, if you don't have a church, you're some kind of loner Christian, ungrounded, a cowboy, a rebel, a black sheep, in the eyes of the corporation. Well, how loving. If you follow Jesus' ministry and life correctly, you'll see that it was the corporate established church of his day, the scribes and the Pharisees, led by Satan, the angel of light, that stalked Jesus and confronted him and ambushed him at every possible turn and plotted and conspired to be rid of him and finally used the ultimate earthly authority to have him killed. Now, the church, so-called, of Jesus' day used the very power of Rome, the state, to do their dirty work. They did not want the truth. If you can see this, you will realize that it will be the same establishment that will, has and will, hound and harass the followers of Christ today, the true followers. If the church submits to the authority of the state, the church can use the power of the state to protect itself and build tombs for the prophets. They are out to keep themselves in business, and this demon is deep. And the church is no different than the state. Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. I see men and women out for glory, acclaim, and a tidy profit when it comes to churchianity. What is within them is dark and unholy. I see feeble attempts to create an air of order and spiritual calmness, and when all the while the devil sits in the midst of worship and is mirrored in the faces of the crowd, nodding contentedly at the slow procession of deceived souls winding their way toward the wide gates of hell. And in the background is the steady beat of the drums and some band playing a favorite pop Christian tune. Crowd pleasers, not Christ pleasers. They're dirty on the inside. Matthew 23:15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. The church believes that if it would cater more to the world, you know, the hair, the clothes, the jewelry, the makeup, the music, and the festivals, that the world would be drawn in and hear their watered-down version of the whole gospel. How can men concentrate on any message when distracted by godly women who dress like hookers? The compromising messages preached, I prefer pitched, draw many converts. They challenge none, and they doom the same to be swallowed alive into great darkness. So much for the Holy Spirit and His draw. Many have been converted to a compromising faith, quote unquote. Are you still asking yourselves, why so many churches? Why not? The world has been welcomed in and has totally spoiled the first estate with its multi-flavored deceptions and damnable heresies, and they invited it in. And the founders invited it in. Matthew 23:13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. The trouble is, the preachers and pastors wouldn't think of giving anyone both barrels spiritually. True pastors are removed for preaching repentance, the damnation that awaits the rebellious and compromising. Heck, they're working in car washes. True pastors are put out on the streets for preaching holiness in the sight of God and the world, for preaching intolerance, for the practicing adulterers, sodomites, and sexually immoral in their congregations. They do not teach that one can forfeit their salvation if they continue in their sins. And they wouldn't know sound doctrine if it dropped on them like a piano from five stories above their deluded heads. They were never called to shepherd anyone. So the true word never reaches the ears of the congregations, let alone their hearts. We have to ask ourselves the question, is this God's will? Well, he said he's going to send strong delusion if they don't love the truth. And he's only going to send strong delusion to them he's called. Not the posers. In many years, I've yet to see a so-called man of God with the guts and spirit to lay it all out to his flock, regardless of the price he may pay. Cowards for Christ. Cowards for Christ. They have shut the doors to the kingdom completely by withholding the truth and teaching their own deceitful pabulum. Yeah, these are the wolves of Matthew 7:15. Doctrines of demons, evident tokens of perdition, smooth, overt deception. Billy Blankenship said something cool. He wasn't real popular when he said this. Quote, the church is into her rummage sales, pie sales, bake sales, golfing, picnics, singing, skits, dramas, morning breakfasts, birthday dinners, appreciation dinners, fellowship dinners, while the whole world outside the church goes to hell. And I might add, and starves. If the Holy Spirit hadn't said this would be so, I probably wouldn't have believed it myself. But I believe God over man. Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Well, that's pretty heavy. Better watch what you say, Jesus. Many pastors are more afraid of their biggest donors and their boards than they are of the words of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me there isn't a caste system in the churches either. How about 1 Timothy 6:5? Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Sounds like Revelation. Come out of her, or come out of it. Today, pastors are ordained by God to be spineless, sidestepping the true gospel and running completely from the responsibility that their office demands. They prepare tombs for the truth givers. Matthew 23:29. The truth would put them out of business. They give them what they want to hear and squelch the truth, all the while pretending to be righteous, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. 2 Timothy 3:5. Withdraw thyself, turn away. You know, I'd rather be a rebel cowboy, because I already pitched my tent in the parking lot. And of the women in the pulpits teaching men. Revelation 2:20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Well, hoorah, you know, breaking news, the Jezebel spirit is alive and well today. I'd repent if I were you, ladies. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. 1 Timothy 2:12. Well, do you want to be chauvinistic or obedient to God? And some of us just can't take no for an answer. The corporate, organized church is not the true body of Christ. It is an establishment created by men, ruled by men, and corrupted by mere men with men's goals in mind. The living church, the called out ones, is not a corporation. It is a living spirit without walls, dates, times, rituals, or political affiliations, or addresses either. They don't have a desire for the things of this world. Just what the Father provides for them, linked by the Spirit of God to every part of His mystical body. Ooh, look that one up, mystical. Okay, it's great to have fellowship with true brothers and sisters, but that's not always possible. It's true that there are a few corporate bastions of faith and fellowship still presenting the true gospel and doctrine of Christ to the lost who may hear the call of the Holy Spirit of God and edifying the body, but so few there be. Just the way it is today, I guess. Are you hearing the truth in your assemblies? Or does the message make you nod and look at your watch? Weak and ineffective, are we? You men and women who are grieved at what you see and hear in your churches, it's time you stood up and spoke up to your pastors and boards and prepare to be persona non grata. Because you ain't going to get anywhere asking them straight up good biblical doctrinal questions. I know. If you're truly in Christ and Christ is in you and you're living as Christ, place the blind guides on notice now, just like Jesus, your Lord, did in his day. Or don't be surprised if Jesus denies you to the Father and bids you depart from him when your time comes. You've been warned. Remember, all the world is a stage, and too many churches are built around their stages rather than the Word of God and real humility and all that good stuff. Jesus went into the corporate established churches of his day. He told them the truth. He was a cowboy, a loner, a rebel, and so are his true followers. We don't blend in. We stand out. Titus 2:14, 1 Peter 2:9. What happened to him? Why, it couldn't possibly be my church. Oh, no, not mine. It may not be, but yours would be one of the few, if there are that many. Are you a gambler, or do you hear the Spirit? Tell your pastor he, not she, he had best be giving you the whole truth about salvation and godly living. And the sand is fast running out of the hourglass on this one. We don't want God to reign over us really now, do we? We'd rather party with each other every Sunday, blind and dumb, and keep to our own little exclusive clubs. Believe me, God does not smile upon this deadly folly. We are in a war with the spirit realms. And there's no time for parties, kids. What is your Christianity? Is it a cloak, a badge, a cover, a convenient way of life, an escape, a lie? You figured that one out for yourself. But whatever it is, it had better be Jesus Christ and his narrow way, Matthew 7:14, working out your own salvation, Philippians 2:12, taking up your cross, Matthew 16:24, striving to enter into life, Luke 13:24, holding fast to the faith, Revelation 3:3, adding to your faith, 2 Peter 1:5 through 7, remaining steadfast, Hebrews 3:14, enduring to the end, Matthew 10:22. Oh, they hate that one. Oh, and overcoming, Revelation 3:5. Wow. I mean, it shouldn't be some religious pharisaical ritual you go through, talking the talk and going through the motions. Do you think this walk is as easy as a one-time profession of faith and membership in a church? What Bible are you reading? Are you reading the Bible at all? Which Bible are you reading? Is your prayer closet filled with cobwebs and spiders? Haunted? Need a Ghostbuster in there before you want to go in there and be alone with your God? Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? The church has lost her true glory, her first love and estate, power, and has fallen away. There's a powerful demon behind the apostate church. I fear for those under her dark spell, and the spell of the spirit of this world she blends it with. And I don't know the fate that Father has ordained for these folks. I don't think it's too good. Myself, I fear a loving and merciful and jealous God. I do not fear the reproach of men or women, or the CO2 which issues from their mouths. Neither should any true follower of Jesus Christ. Stand up, saints. Time to truly war against the strongholds of the powers of the air. Time to let it fly. Time to face the truth. Church or no church, You're doomed if you compromise. Stop playing games with your future, saints. No wavering, and stay on that narrow way with Jesus. Start living like Jesus. Repent. Again. And I guess I'm done with this message. You can hear the applause now. May our Father bless and keep his watchmen and the hearers and doers of the word of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for stopping by. Get your shields of faith up. Zip your lip and keep to the road with Jesus. And I'll see you again if God is willing and the cricks don't rise.